Well, God bless all of you who are here, obviously, and those who have called in on the conference call, Facebook, and whatever other vehicle you may be on. Tonight I wanted to share on something that we got a chance to hear in all three songs, and it's a big deal. It's a word that's used many, many times in God's Word, but we use this word when we greet one another. And so I thought it was time to expound on it a little bit and go to some scripture to see this. So the title of tonight's sharing is, We Are Truly Blessed. Would you agree? Thank you. Now, the word bless, blessing, and bless are found some 496 times in the Bible. And not always is bless, does it mean like we know it to be, in situations such as bless God. Okay, we get blessed, we bless, say bless you to one another. But you'll find in God's Word that it says bless God. And it's usually translated praise or to extol God. So when you say bless God, you're saying praise God, or you're extolling the Father. Abram was the first to know how in the future we would be a blessed people. For this, I would ask you to please go to Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3. In Genesis 12 and verse 3, this particular scripture reads, And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be what?
Blessed.
All means what? All. Then, up to today, and for tomorrow. So he knew back then that future generations would be blessed, and we're enjoying those blessings right now. But nonetheless, God let him know that that's what was going to happen. Now, if you're taking notes, your homework will be to read Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. You can see me afterwards, and I'll give you that again. Question, have you guys checked your blessed meter lately?
Mm-hmm.
I trust it's at 100%. I trust that it's at 100%. We have so much to be blessed for, not to mention thankful. So, let's go straight into God's Word and see some of the places where this word blessed is used. So, let's look at some verses of Scripture that talks about this. If you ask yourself, why is the United States blessed or a blessed country? The answer is, because of saints like you and I. So you're important in these United States because of your belief in the one true God. It makes a big difference for our country. That's why we need more and more people to climb on board, right? So that's why the United States is a blessed country. Please, let's look at the confirmation by going to Psalms 33:12, please. Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. So if you're part of this family, it's because God chose you, which is very comforting to know. The very creator of the universe chose Jeannie, Judy, Daniel, George, Leslie, all of us here. Tony, he chose us, you see. So where is the best place to put our trust? Go to Psalms, again, 34:8. Psalms chapter 34, verse 8. And in verse 8, it says, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in his wealth.
No.
God, you got, blessed is the man that trusteth in his wisdom.
No.
Still got it wrong. Blessed is the man who trusteth in his friends.
And no.
Blessed is the man who trusteth in him. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Right, that's our theme verse. But God wants us to be blessed. And all he's asking us is to love him and trust him. Don't worry about the bank and all this other stuff. But God says trust him and all the other things will fall into place because he's there to help us. We have to know that in our hearts and believe that with all our strength. Speaking, Bob shared a while back on seeds, but speaking of seeds, go to Psalms 112 too, please. Psalms chapter 112. And what verse did I say?
Two.
Two, right? Yeah. Seeds are the starting point for a lot of things. Physically, the plant life, humans, you and I, but spiritually, God's word. That seed that we place in our hearts, we want it to grow. We want to cultivate that, okay? So in verse 2 it says, his seed shall be mighty upon earth. Well, we're not on the moon. You know, we're not on Jupiter. We're here on earth. Otherwise, you'd say that. You'd see that in his word. But it says, here upon earth, the generation of the upright shall be what?
Blessed.
Blessed. If you're doing it God's way, you're upright. And it's important for us to receive this kind of comfort in our lives that God wants us to be this. If we're looking to be blessed, it helps us if we're using our whole heart. You want to be blessed? You want to show God your love? You want to praise him? Do it with your whole heart. Do it with your whole heart. Look at Psalms 119:2, please. Psalms 119, as I get there. And verse 2. The first word is blessed. Blessed, right off the bat. Are they, you and I, that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. It's not a hard thing, you know. When you see something in life that you like, and you're really into it, you're using your heart. You say, man, I desire this thing, you know. You don't go into it happily, but you do. Well, the same thing with God, and more so. He wants us to approach him, seek him with our whole heart. And he honors that. He really and truly does. God honors that. There's been many times where I've had to ask for his help, and I make sure that I approach him with a prayer, that I lay at his feet with my whole heart. And he knows, because I'm by myself. Who am I trying to fool? Not God. Let's look at one of the being blessed verses in Matthew 5:6. There's a few more in there, but let's look at Matthew 5:6 for now. This is Jesus Christ speaking. And in Matthew 5:6, we read, again, the first word is, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. If God knows that's what you want, he's going to fill you up. You know, it's not halfway, it's all the way. Because he knows you have this thirst and this hunger and this desire to know him, to be with him, and to fellowship with him. His love, there's no limit. Pile it on, Father. Pile it on. So, you know, it's a good thing from time to time to express to God how much you want and love him and want to be around him and the things that he wants us to do. If we're wanting to be blessed, then we do what God says in Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Luke 11:28. But he said, and this is Jesus speaking, yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and what? Keep it. Keep it. I've said this in the past many times. God's word is not a periodical. It doesn't change from month to month. It's the same thing. So it's easy to keep it because nothing's changing. The only thing that changes in life is us. And I trust it's not your heart. That whole heart, steadfast, stay the course with God. You see, because he wants to hear from us. And when I say that, or should I say, when he says that, he's talking about your heart. He wants to hear from your heart, you know, that one-on-one time with the Father. Now, we know that life throws many trials and temptations at us every day. I get a bunch of them at work especially. But all we can say is, but God. But God. Look at James 1:12, please. James 1:12. So God knew before you were born that you were going to have temptations come your way. He knew that. But he says, you know what? Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And the he that is in this world is going to be throwing a lot of stuff your way to get you off track, to get you to make a left turn instead of going straight ahead, to get you to see, hey, you spent enough time with God already. Let's look at this stuff because you know you really like it. It doesn't mean you can't do the things you want, but keep God first. Keep him first. So James 1:12 reads, here we go again, first word, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. There's that loving him again. Again, with a whole heart. He's got crowns waiting for you, you know. You can get certificates here on earth or this and that, but it doesn't compare at all to what God has in store for you. But you got to see the big picture. You see, the world wants you to look at the tree. God says, look at the forest that I've created. There's a lot more to life than that tree right in front of you. So it behooves us to pursue the things of God so that we can be blessed. Now our closing verse where Jesus is emphasizing the nature of his return, not the schedule. And are we hanging on to the very words from God's doctrine? Because our lives do depend on them. If I tell somebody down the street, you know what, if you don't want to die, you need to get on board with God's family so that we have eternal life to look for. And they may stand confused, but we know that we're talking about our spiritual life. We know we're talking about having that eternity before us that God has punched our ticket for. We know that God is talking about, let me bless you with that. Let me bring comfort to our hearts. Because without it, we would be most miserable among people. So, that being said, let's look at Revelation 22:7. Revelation 22 and verse 7. Again, this is Jesus Christ speaking. And I know Revelation is a book that we don't look at a whole lot, but there's still plenty of gems in there. And there is a story to be told how things are going to unfold. But at the same time, it's not meant to scare us. It's meant to show us what the future has. But also, gems that we're going to look at is to encourage us, is to build us up. So Revelation 22:7 says, behold, I come quickly, speaking of Jesus Christ. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. What book? The Bible. God has prophecy in there. He has things that he wants us to know about that will happen. And another way to find out about that is like in manifestation. We have word of prophecy. God is going to give you information that is profitable. He's going to give you information that will bless you and I. Right now, I want to give you a membership reminder to fill out. Those who are calling in, I will read the form aloud. But let me start with this question. What are some of the blessings our Abba Father has brought into your lives? Any volunteers? Or should be many. Jeannie.
All spiritual blessings.
All spiritual blessings. There you go. Anyone else want to talk about a blessing that God has brought into your life?
Families.
Families. Okay. Right. Right. Just like his family, you and I. Then I want to have everyone fill this out. If I can have you, Daniel, hand these out. Can you grab those? Yeah. Hopefully there's enough. The top list is if we run out of the clipboards. Let's do this. There you go. Hand those out to everyone, and I'll do the pins. Bear with us for a second here. We've got a form. Those who have called in, I will read it aloud to you so you'll know exactly what we're getting ready to do. Grab a pin. There you go. There you go. There you go. You got one?
I'm good.
You good? I thought you were Bob.
I'm good.
Okay. You got one? Okay. Who's missing?
Yeah.
There's some right there. Everybody got one? You got one, Norma?
Oh, okay.
You and I. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I need my glasses. This one is small. Yeah, this is a little reminder of how we are truly a blessed family of God. We start off by asking for your name. And the activities with this membership include praying, speaking in tongues, singing praises to our Abba Father, ministry of healing, helping one another, signs, wonders, and miracles, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, prophecy, speaking in tongues with interpretation, and there's more. Now, the full range of activities. Who can read for us Philippians 4:13?
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's exactly right. What about Matthew 10:8? Okay, I'll read that. That's okay. In Matthew 10:8, it says, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Another one of the activities we can be a part of. The next activity we can do is 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
Pray without ceasing.
Right, exactly. And then chapter 4, verse 9. It says, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. I think we heard about this yesterday in fellowship. Okay? How about 1 John 4:7?
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sally. So, underneath this, there's a section that upon joining this membership lists some of your goals. So that's why you have a pin. So I'll give you a few seconds or a few minutes to list some of your goals, okay? And then, so that you know, do at joining is Romans 10, 9, and 10. It doesn't cost you anything because Jesus Christ endured the price. Hours of operation are 24/7. Membership good through all eternity. Trainer available, Jesus Christ. So go ahead and list your some of your goals. And while you do that, I just want to remind you that not only are we blessed as individuals, but we can bless others, even strangers. Like I said, when you hold forth God's word and pray for someone, you're blessing them, and they realize that. You're not giving them your wisdom. You're giving them the love of God through the help you offer them. So we can bless other people in our everyday lives. It's a tremendous responsibility, but a privilege for everyone to be and take part of. And every day is different. There's always someone else you can bless. Even if it's something as simple as saying, God bless you, it's a big deal. Those of you who are calling in and listening, you can also maybe make a list of blessings in your life and then just look over them and maybe repeat some of them. Okay. So I'm going to real quickly go around the room. If you want to mention one of them, that's fine. If not, that's okay. So we'll start with you, Judy. What's one of the goals on your list?
Oh, hello. To have a wonderful relationship with God, doing His will.
Yes, that's a great one. Let's see what Jeannie has.
I want to pray more for our country.
Oh, we need that.
I want to play a small role in causing the mystery to be lived on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, you have one.
Be a blessing and bless.
That's okay. That's to the point.
Grow more in the Word.
Okay. Lena?
Yes, very similar to the others, but to serve Him in the capacity that I am best at.
Oh, okay. Tom, you got something? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, speaking in tongues more and more.
All right. You can never do too much.
Did I start?
You got more than one?
With you, Leslie.
You have more than one? You have more than one?
Okay, well, yeah, I had the same. Speak in tongues more and pray more.
Okay. George.
Be thankful in all things.
Okay. God loves that. Sally.
Love others.
Can you read it?
You
want to come back?
Okay.
Okay.
Bob?
Speak the word to more people.
That's what we need. Ted?
To be a blessing to all I meet.
Okay. You guys are really working that word. How about you, Tony?
I put to take Jesus-style action when the opportunity shows itself.
Wow. Wow. Normita?
Just keep growing on the knowledge of God's word and apply it on my daily life.
Oh, wow. That's real good. Applying it. Absolutely. So, this is what I wanted to share with you guys. We're all familiar with the word, but it's a big deal because it's in God's word many, many times. And it's a good thing that God wants you and I to be blessed. And we can be an active member in blessing those around us. Okay. Unfortunately, sometimes when we go to work, sometimes we start off thinking, oh, man, I'm going to talk to get that out of your head. Get it out of your head. Instead, think, who can I say God bless you to when I get to work, right? I've gone as far as to now, I have prayer time with my supervisor, which is unheard of for the most part. But I asked her one day, her name is Joji. I said, Joji, you want to pray? She goes, for me? I said, whatever you want to pray for. And we did. And so now we do it on a regular basis because I want her to be blessed and stress-free at work. So, gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to look at this word once again in your word and to let it live mightily in our lives, to be a blessed people, because you tell us that, and not only that, you show us that in our everyday lives, that we're more than happy, we're blessed. It's an inside job with a joy, Father. And I just pray for each heart here tonight that they can truly taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And so we're a thankful family, Father. The glory is all yours, and we so look forward to spending more and more time with you, like we heard in some of the goals people here have. So I just thank you again, Father, in that wonderful, risen, delivering name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.